Hey Odyssey fans, I'm Jesse, editor of some magazine.
Jeremy?
And this is Bob, editor of some other magazine.
Jeremy?
We're your hosts for this November 25th, 2008 edition of the
Jeremy!
official... What?
What are you doing?
Well, the Odyssey investigators didn't get to hack the official podcast last week, so I wanted to see what it was like to host it.
You make an awful Jesse.
Yeah, I know. Well, forget about that.
Thank you.
So, let's see. Today's subject is, new kids in Odyssey.
Odyssey's going to have new kids?
Apparently. Let me play a clip from last week's official podcast.
Will there be any new voices for the characters after the hiatus? And will there be new characters?
Yes.
Yes. Perfect. That's
new
all I need to know.
New
yes.
characters?
Yeah, we will be developing new characters right now. I mean, the reality is that after you've been doing this for 20 years, sometimes the characters either, you know, get a little... There's not a lot of opportunity for them to try new things. So bringing in new characters allows us to, look at things from a different perspective.
I will tell you that we are developing a new family.
Interesting. So what do you think these new kids will be like?
Great question. How about we let the Odyssey investigators figure it out? Roll the music.
Do you know how cheesy that whole intro just sounded?
Shut up.
Hello, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Travis.
Get ready for a time mystery.
Discovery.
And more mystery.
We are
the Odyssey
Investigators.
We investigate.
What else?
Odyssey.
We're supposed to say that together. Yeah, well, I did.
No, you didn't. Where are we?
Well, the GPS says we're near McAllister Park.
Almost there.
You know, everybody's starting to wonder about us. One minute, Odyssey is real, we're actually at wit's end, and then the next minute, we're just crazy friends sneaking into the writer's office.
Don't try to think about it. You might hurt yourself. So you understand the plan?
Yeah, but go ahead and explain it anyway.
Great idea. That way the listeners can catch up to us.
People are listening to us?
Let's not go there. We're already way off topic.
Okay. So we've been hired by Odyssey Elementary to investigate threats, correct?
Finally, our first real case.
Well, there was that time in Alcatraz.
That doesn't count. So, are you ready?
I look like a geek.
You're undercover as a janitor. Act like one. Here's your mop.
Ugh. Who left the elephant out?
It's just recess. We have to report to the main office.
Coming! That was awful.
Okay, we're here.
Come in.
Principal McSpadden?
Man, get it right. It's Principal McFadden.
Actually, my name is McMadden.
I'm really sorry, sir.
It's quite all right. They get my name wrong all the time. Now, what was it you wanted?
Jeremy, our special investigator.
And I'm special, too.
You called for us?
You? Your special investigators?
Sir?
Oh, nothing. Glad you could make it.
So what's up?
Oh, well, I'm sure you've heard about some threats that have been found spray-painted around the school lately.
Yes, sir.
As you can imagine, this is very disturbing. We've had parents asking us to close the school.
So why don't you?
Because that's a dumb idea.
Ah,
please, continue.
Well, that's about it. Nothing's happened yet, and we want to make sure that nothing does happen.
Do you have any suspects?
As a matter of fact, yes. This new family moved into Odyssey last week. The two teens have been a little rough, been sent to detention countless times already.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. If you need anything else, I'll be right here. All day.
Why do people leave their garbage all over the place?
Stop complaining already. You're in disguise as the janitor. You don't actually have to do his job.
What? You mean... Why didn't you tell me that before I ruined my shoes for this dumb case?
Quiet down. There's something going on in the next hall.
It's just some bullies picking on some poor little kid.
Look again, dude. That poor little kid is Rodney Rathbone.
No way!
You're a dweeb!
Just get lost.
I'll be going now.
Whoa, these dudes are tougher than Rodney.
Hey, you! Look at the mob!
Huh?
They're talking to you.
Hey, I resent the...
Look, I just spilled some cocoa on the floor. Better go clean it up.
Why? Those...
Well, there we go. Those kids are from the new family that just moved into Odyssey.
What? How'd you figure that?
Intuition of an amazing investigator like myself. Plus the fact that I wrote the script.
Of course.
So what do we do?
Well, the writers must have had a purpose when they wrote these new people in.
I still don't understand how we...
Later. For now, it's obvious what we must do.
It is?
We follow them around and make sure they don't get in any more trouble.
Oh man, no heroic arrests?
I'm afraid not. It's like this. The writers wrote the script and we are powerless to change it. Even though we're in it. Even though we're not supposed to be in it. Even though technically, I wrote it. So, get it? Good. So whatever they wrote for these kids to do, it'll happen. No time to waste. Let's go.
Coming through. Please move. Whoa! Janitor, please clean up the coke on this floor at once.
What's the deal? All I've been doing all day is following these kids around and picking up all the litter they left behind.
Oh, we also got to scrub the graffiti off a couple of walls. Don't forget that.
How could I?
Wait, I think that's their house up there.
Which one?
Well, which house do you think the two meanest bullies in Odyssey live? That old spooky-looking house with broken windows? Or that lovely little cottage with lots of flowers?
The second one. Nice flowers, by the way.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yep, there they go inside.
I think that one kid stepped on one of the flowers.
Okay, let's go.
What? Where?
Up to the cottage to pay a friendly visit to their parents, of course.
But who knows what kind of parents those little monsters would have.
Calm down. Remember, the writers wrote these people in for a purpose.
Oh, fine. No one's answering.
That's strange. Try again.
Okay. What do you want?
Whoa,
May we speak to your father?
Whatever. Okay.
Someone's coming.
Well, well.
No, it can't be.
It's
Dr. Regis Blackett.
No!
My, but it's good to be back again.
Whoa, that was scary. Indeed, and how incredibly far-fetched.
Very true. Everyone knows that Dr. Blackett's dead.
Is he?
Oh no, we are not even going to debate that issue. He's dead. End of story.
You're right. But besides that far-flung ending, what did you think of the new kids?
Frankly, I was glad to hear Dr. Blackett at the end. It confirmed that the absurd story was false. Imagine if the Odyssey investigators actually existed. Why, that would mean... Whoa, what the?
Get out here fast! That's right, Dr. Blackett is back in town.
Whoa, who on the earth are you?
He doesn't know!
We need to go with the times, man. Listen to the Best of All Time podcast when you get a chance.
Okay.
What are you standing out here for?
No kidding, we need to get out of here.
Dr. Blackett's coming back. I'm like creeped out.
That was interesting. Anyway, that wraps up the Best Small Town Podcast. Today's episode was written and directed by myself, your first host, Jeremy.
And I'm your second host, Travis.
And remember, with God in your life, every day's an adventure.